This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., the Speaker tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protests. The opposition members were demanding a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah in this regard. Mr. Birla said Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had made it clear yesterday that Union Home Minister Amit Shah is ready to respond to the issue concerning students.
There should be a proper discussion in the House on important issues, questions and regulations, especially those that bring significant changes to the nation. Such matters deserve thorough and meaningful discussion. However, I would like to reiterate that yesterday the issue concerning students was raised and discussed. Parliamentary Affairs Minister and the Finance Minister clearly stated that the Honorable Home Minister is ready to respond to the matter.
Mr. Birla repeatedly appealed to all opposition members to cooperate in ensuring the smooth conduct of proceedings. The Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. over the same issue. When the upper house reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up the question hour amid the opposition uproar, but it could not be conducted due to sloganeering. Minister of State for New and Renewable Energy, Sripad Yesso Naik, tried to reply to a question on offshore wind energy development, but he could not complete his reply. Amidst the uproarious scene, the chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. The government has said more than 10 crore 33 lakh farmer IDs have been created across the country till date. It enables the integration of direct benefit transfer schemes such as registrations under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, minimum support price-based procurement and access to credit delivery and disaster relief. In a written reply, Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, said the farmers can register for a farmer ID themselves using their mobile phone. The NDA today held a march inside the Parliament premises over alleged police action against students in Jharkhand. The MPs were carrying placards alleging the opposition is avoiding discussion despite the government's assurance that Home Minister Amit Shah is ready to respond to the student protests. The march took place after the NDA parliamentary meeting Mangal Milan. Union Minister Anupriya Patel accused the opposition of deliberately disrupting the functioning of Parliament. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to provide details of appeals decided so far by tribunals appointed to hear pleas against voter deletions. The appeals relate to deletions made during the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant took note of a plea by Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary seeking faster disposal of SIR-related appeals. The court scheduled the plea for further hearing on the 25th of August. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning over Odisha during the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Rajasthan over the next 2 days. At least 9 people have been killed and dozens injured in Russian overnight attacks across Ukraine. According to regional governor Ivan Fedorov, in Zaporizhia, 6 people were killed and 19 injured. In tennis, Canadian Open 2026, former world number one Iga Swiatek stormed into the semifinals with a 6-2, 6-1 win over Russia's Diana Schneider. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 413 points to 78,130, while the Nifty dipped 133 points to 24,451 when reports last came in. And with that, we end.